just pass this around, if you can just include your name and maybe a good phone number that I can reach you if you don't show up. Tell me what time you go to sleep at night. Okay, ooh, got a lot to do. Left off discussing Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Machlokas where the Yeshmukts and Eimukts, that Rabbi Yehuda maintains Yeshmukts, Rabbi Shimon does not, including from the Sugyas. This is not a machlokas whether yes or no, but rather the nuanced machlokas, which cases are subject to Mukts and which cases indeed are not. And we saw already the Shultos writes an amazing Chakira when it comes to the Dini Mukta that the Torah requires Hachana. The Gemara Daf Beis Megillas goes the Pasuk of Ichinu Es Asher Yaviu. And therefore, in order to utilize something on Shabbos and Yontif, it has to be Min HaMuchan. So the Shultos already told us two possibilities. One is the Hachana Sachefza. There's certain things that objectively, inherently, are fit for use, and therefore one could argue that, of course, that is something a person can partake of on Shabbos and Yantiv, but perhaps a chinuas or shiaviyu has a different element as well, and that means that the individual, there's a certain hachanas hagavra indeed, which is necessary. And the Shultos writes, ooh, that's the diun of Rav Kahana. If you have a case of that which was sitting on a roof that was fit for use on Shabbos Yantiv, but the Baal HaPeros was unaware indeed that was the case. That's what the Chiddush of the Shultos is. Maybe one could have argued that that really is not the case. Maybe we're speaking about something that was not fit for use at the beginning of Shabbos Yantiv, but it's something that became Rayu on Shabbos and Yantiv. And we'll have to discuss that Hagdara. When do we assume the principle of Yoshev U'metzapeh? Right now not, but I only know it's a matter of short time that indeed this will in fact occur. That's the Chiddush, the Shultos, that's not the Sugya of Rav Kahana. In Beitz and Al-Chavav Mabez, we're talking about a case where it was fit for use at the beginning of Shabbos, beginning of Yom but Ein Habadim Makirimbo. So when we say it has to be subject to Hachana, inherently yes, but there wasn't Hachana Sagavra, and that's what the Nitziv points out, that should be relevant also to the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon of Yesh Mukta and Ein Mukta. So perhaps that's a starting point. That Rav Shimon maintains that a chefza can be mechen as atzma, and that can be a broad type of hachanas hachefza, even independent of the mindset of the Baal HaChefetz. Or maybe one could argue that no, the starting point, the muskel rishon, is hachanas hagavra. It doesn't mean you have to invite every chefetz to your home for Shabbos, but the assumption is this is what I was mindful of, this is what I anticipated I would use, and in such a case, the measure of hachanas hagavra indeed is met. So classic cases, Shabbos Afya Testament Beis. You have a case of Eiz Lachalava, a case of Rachel Lagizasa, Tanagolas of Eitzasa, Tamra Turadaradia, Tamra de Iska. All of those cases. If I ask you objectively, is this something that's Ray Lakath answers? Well, of course, yes. But you know what? This Eiz was not for the purpose of Achila. This Eiz was for the purpose of milking. These Tamarim was not for my immediate Achila, but rather I set it apart to be able to use as part of my wares. This is what indeed I do. Turularadya, a shore, yes, it's, it can be used for Shita Anyantit, but this is my plow shore. This is not the shore I would ever use for the purpose of Shita. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Maybe that's the simplest case. That is there hachana sachefza? Absolutely yes. And therefore the A's, the Rachel, the Tarnagolas, the Shor, the Tamarim, are mechinim es atzmo, and therefore that is considered to be echinu es asheyaviyu. The fact that, you know what, this is something I would only use for this and not use for that, why is that relevant? Why is that considered to be set apart, off limits for Shabbos Yantif? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, because clearly in those cases, the hachana sagavra is lacking. And maybe the same thing is true when it comes to cases of nolad. All of a sudden you find something that, you know, is here today, but it wasn't here before. Oh, so as we pointed out, Tosus, if this is absolute nolad, no one's going to say that absolute nolad is considered to be but min hamuchan. So therefore Tosus writes the Yisod. It's clear, nolad gamur is absolutely forbidden. What's an example of nolad gamur? Oh, so we discussed Avches Samad Aleph. The shift from Eitzim to Efer, if it's cold ash, that's absolute nolad gamur. What about a case of a Beitza Shenolda? Oh, Tosos writes that was exactly the Shakli Vidarya of our Gemara. The Gemara thought that there's no way anybody would allow a Beitza Shenolda, because Beitza Shenolda is Nola Gamor, and therefore the Havamina is its Usur, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and that's the Chiddush of Nachman says, no, that's not true. I don't treat laying an egg as absolute Nola Gamor. Or Tosos writes the Sugya, right? And Erev and Adaf, Memheim with Beis, what about when it rains? The Havamin of the Gemara is Mivla Belia, and therefore this is Nola Gamor, and therefore the Gemara says, forget about Chumim. There should be an Isser Tiltol. The Gemara answers, that's not true. It's not Nola Gamor. Meida Naibi. It exists. It was released, and therefore there's a Heter Tiltol. The only issue that we have to discuss is how are you Kovei a Tchum for rain when it rains in the middle of Shabbos. Okay? So that's the theme of that Sugya. And Erevin. And what happens if nolad she'eno gamor? Nolad she'eno gamor? Oh, so that's machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So one example of nolad she'eno gamor, that it changes not in kind, but in degree. There is a substantive change, but not yesh me'ayin, is a beitza shenolda. A beitza, undeniably something happens when that hen lays the egg. We'll have to see the sugyanda dalit. When the Gemara says me esmo gamor, beizim with beiz, that means and leida is nothing? Leida zero? Miyasa gamalo? Or does it mean, in addition to what occurred yesterday, obviously there is a substantive change today when the egg is laid? It means true, the egg is laid today, but it was formed already. Miyasmo. But what about the leida itself? We'll have to discuss. Oh, but our Gemara tells us, you know what? That's a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's the question of yesh muktzah and ein muktzah, because this is a case of nolad she'eno gamor, she'eno gamor. What's another example of that? Our Gemara gives two other cases, no? Our Gemara, beis amad aleph, atzam also klipin. That's not nolad gamor. The klipa was there, right? The garin is there, the etzem is there. But you know what? There was a shift. A shift. The Rashba points out, it's even a chiddush to call that a shift. Because you know what? I look at my steak, there's a steak and a bone. No, but the Gemara says, you know what? The steak is called machal adam. The bone is called machal behema. So there is a shift. Usually when we think about nolad she'eno gamor, where it means, you know, something so changed that something is in existence today that somehow took a different form. The bone is the bone. But no. Holistically, there was a change. It was labeled as machal adam. Now it's machal behema. So the Gemara says, you know what? Guess what? Klip and atzamos. That's the case of nolad she'eno gamor. Or let's assume the following case of our Gemara. Now, a behema shenis navla b'shabbos. This animal just goes ahead and dies. It dies. Can I take this animal that died on Shabbos and can I feed it to other animals? After all, it wasn't machal behema when Shabbos began, but now it is. So going from that prior state to now machal behema, that's machlokes of nolad she'eno gamor. Or, Shabbos chavtes, shivrei kelim. Shivrei kelim. That's a case of nola gamor. You know, a whole is a sum of its parts. So therefore the whole, right, is made up of its individual parts. So if a kli breaks, now you have pieces. Is that really called absolute, absolute nola? That's like afer. To say afer is what wood is comprised of, that's not true. But to say kelim and shivrei kelim, kelim and shivrei kelim, oh, so the Gemara says, guess what? That could be a machlokas. Meaning what? If you're talking about shivrei kelim, that really can perform the very same task of the kli, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to argue, that's not nolad at all. It's not nolad she'eno gamor. That's not nolad. And therefore, you're right. There was a change. You know, now there's a crack. I can only use it for solids, and before I used it for liquids. No, that's not called nolad. But what happens if it's me'ein malacha but not me'ein malachton? That's the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. If it's not even me'ein malacha, of course it cannot be used. Of course it cannot be used. But that issue of shivrei kelim as well. You know, when I argue that, you know what, that the kli is mechen es atzmo, I'll just add, it's mechen es atzmo for any tzorech. And therefore, if I can use it as a cover, whereas when Shabbos Yom Tov began, I would use it as a container, that's still considered to be sufficient. But if you're talking about the Halchanas HaGavra, when the kli is intact, so clearly I'm using a bowl as a cover. I'm using a bowl as a bowl, as a ka'ara. Now there's a shard that I can only use as a cover. Rabbi says, where was the hachana. I would add, where was the hachana sagavra in that particular case? And just like that, you know what? When we speak about hachana sagavra, very specific. Hachana sagavra is me'ein malachta, not just simply me'ein malacha. What about the possibility of hachana be'ad la'achar zman? Hachana be'ad la'achar zman. When I speak about emet hachana, is it just the here and now? Or can I argue, no, what do you mean? I understand, I realize that there's going to indeed be a shift. Can I argue that the hachana, which occurs now, can express itself even la'achar zman, when indeed there is a shift? So you know what that is? Oh, Shabbos, Memdalet, Moser Shem and Shebaner. I realize these Shabbos candles are not going to burn for the entire duration of Shabbos. I realize they're going to go out. And going out means that, well, often there'll be a residue of oil. So what is the status of Moser Shem and Shebaner? So the Gemara says, that's Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. If you're talking about an objective hachana sachetza, you can have hachana for shivri kelim. You can have hachana for moser shevin shevaner. Whether or not that's on the reiner of the gavra, Rabbi Shimon says, that really is not so consequential. But if you're talking about the need for the hachanas hagavra, and therefore, tamar de'iska, tur l'radya, the cases of nolad even she'eno gamur, all of a sudden now, you know what? Ah, amigdiskatzai. This is the status that it was at the beginning. So maybe that status is retained. That status is retained. I don't assume that hachana all of a sudden can shift. So therefore, it's not surprising. We're going to see in the next shiurim. It doesn't mean Rav Shimon denies amigdiskatzai categorically. Maybe not. Maybe there are going to be cases, we'll see. But even Rav Shimon agrees to amigdiskatzai. But not in cases of Moser Shem and Shebaner. If you're dealing with the case of Moser Shem and Shebaner, in the classic case where this is a status now, but I understand it's going to be changing. Who says under those conditions you apply Migas Kasai? But the Gemara says the following. Let's assume you're dealing with a Kos, or a Ka'ara, or an Ashashis, where you know what? There was 25 hours worth of oil in this case, no? When the Gemara has the sugi in Shabbos, the Chav Gimel, Halakha Osemitzah, Hanakha Osemitzah, no? You know what they're going to discuss is? You're lighting your Shabbos candle, and it's still burning, Kos, Kara, Shashis, it's still burning on Motzei Shabbos. What do I have to do to use it for my Ner Hanukkah? No? That's a Tosafot. You have your Ner Shabbos, they didn't have electricity. So the Ner Shabbos has to burn, it has to burn until Motzei Shabbos. So you know what? It's burning, and all of a sudden, Shabbos Hanukkah, and I want to go ahead and light it for Hanukkah. Oh, so the Gemara says the Chiddush. If you hold Halakha Osa Mitzvah, you have to blow it out and you have to relight it. And if you hold Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, no, you're wrong. That's not what the Gemara says, right? If you hold Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, it's not enough to relight. You have to blow it out, relight, but you also have to do a Maisa Hanukkah. No, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, if you hold Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, just pick it up and put it down. No, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Hadlaka Osimitzvah, just relight. Hanukkah Osimitzvah, it's not enough to relight. You have to pick it up from a chumrah of Hanukkah Osimitzvah. No? Wow. So we're talking about cases where it's supposed to burn the entire duration. Oh, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon, well, of course, that's going to be Muktzah. There, the Cheftzah is Mechen as Atzmah. There, what do you mean that, yes, the Cheftzah, who are you? He'll say, you know what? I am a candle that's going to burn for all of Shabbos to be able to provide light. Even toward the very end of Shabbos itself, when indeed it's already dark. But maybe that's part of Machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, in those particular cases. And I'll ask you the following, this will be very, very relevant for the coming sugyas. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not true. No, the Hachana is here and now. Therefore, Migid is Katsai. You know, the fact that it's Moser Shem and Shebaner, but you know what? Shabbos begins, it's designated as an air that is concerting Motzah. You know what? It's going out, and there's the Moser Shem and Shemaner, that designation remains. Rav Shimon says that no, that can shift. You can have that Hachana, which is indeed B'achar Zman, and Rav Yehuda maintains it's not true. You know what? Hachanas HaChefetzah would say that yes, that you know, that can shift. The Hachanas HaGavra, Ner. And the Moser Shem and Shemaner, that is considered to be maintained even after it goes out. Why is that true? Why is that true? Why do I argue that if the requirement is one of Hachanas HaGavra, so therefore, you know what? If when Shabbos begins, it's designated as an Aaron, a Chuli Am, that's absolute Mutzah. That's clear and clear that that's true. So that designation remains. Why does that designation remain? Why does that designation remain according to Rabbi Yudah? Or let's say according to Rabbi Shimon. If it's a Kos Karva Shashis, that designation is going to remain. Why? Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? See, here I'll tell you two possibilities. One, I'll tell you, is, well, you need a Hachanas HaGavra. Or in Kos HaShoshis, you know what, even Rabbi Shimon, literally, you are Matkatzah B'yadayim, so therefore, Ein Bidato L'Hachino Ba'ad L'Achar Zman. Your mindset, a person's benching there. What are you doing? You're designating this as an Er Shabbos. You're designating this as an Er Shabbos. And therefore, Min Hastam, we assume that that's a Haktzah, that's not an act of Hachana. Or maybe I'll tell you something which is even more significant, and that is, no, it's not a question if I had this in mind, and I didn't have that in mind. Maybe one could argue the following, that if you need the Hachanas HaGavra, you know, like, who are you? You know, are you really considered to be the Bailim to do Hachana, L'Achar Zman? If you need an active Hachana, the active Hachana is here and now. Even if you anticipate that, you know what, there's only 4 hours worth of oil, and 4 hours worth of oil means it's going to become extinguished, and I'm going to have some residual oil. I know that that's true. You know what Rabbi Yudah is going to say? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your das is. If you require an active hachana, just like, so to speak, a person cannot be makna davar shuba liolam as a broad mashal. You know what the kinyan is chal and the chetza here and now? Just like that's true when it comes to das kalna and das makna, that's true when it comes to das bailim regarding hachana as well. The das bailim is considered to be the here and the now. L'may nafkamina, whether just simply min hastam, that ain bidato, l'achin l'achar zman, or eno yachal l'achin l'achar zman. Would it tnai work? Can I be masne, according to Rabbi Yudah? Can I be masne? Min hastam, we assume, yes, motzer shemen shevin er. But can a person explicitly state that, you know what, even though you're right, this is mukta, I am going to be masne? That when the situation changes, it should no longer be mukta. It should no longer be mukta. Does the tanai work? Does the tanai work? So you'll ask me, look, is there any source to say that a tanai works? So I'll tell you, you know what, it's a gemar mufreshes. You know, Beitza daf lamed. Wow, you know. The schus of learning basic, because people learn Hilchos Muktzah. They spend, they never see the most important Rashba on Muktzah. No, because that Rashba is found in Beitza daf lamed. No, but they don't get there. No, they don't get there. Because it's not found in Shabbos. It's found in Beitza daf lamed, where the Rashba discusses at length, when is it that a person can be masna? Because that's a mefurish gemara. You can be masna. You can be masna. And something that otherwise would be muktzah is not muktzah. Okay, so tzai works when it comes to muktzah. Yeah, but what is the context of the gemara? The context of the gemara, as you mentioned, now is noi sukkah. Noi sukkah. Yeah, you can be masna noi sukkah. That's clear, that's clear. Because what makes it into noi sukkah? You know what makes it into noi sukkah? You know why it's a problem? Because I designated it. I designated it as noi sukkah. No? You know, if someone were to say to you, why is the, you know, previous generations, they used to use, like, you know, corn, fruits to decorate the sukkah, no? Now you know, these fancy digital posters, no? It used to be like natural items were used to, you know? So why is this apple sitting on the table and I can use it to eat? And why is that apple noi sukkah? It's the same apples? Yeah, because I designated it. I'm using for achila, but this Oh, I understand. So if the only reason there's a haktzah is because you designated it as noi sukkah, and take a look at the Gemara, the beautiful sukkah decorations, all the natural produce that you're using. Well, if I don't designate it, of course I can use an apple on Shabbos. I can use an apple on Yom Tov. No? So certainly a tznai works when it comes to noisuk. But does a tznai work when it comes to fundamental muktzah? Can I be masna on my sukkah? That, you know what, that the atzei sukkah, the defanos of the sukkah, would not be muktzah? Or then I'm going to say, wait a second, now, the nice sukkah becomes nice sukkah because of your designation. If you don't designate it, it's not nice sukkah. But you know what? Who says that when it comes to the Atzi sukkah? Sukkah davtes, chal shim shemayim on the sukkah. Maybe then a tznai does not work. Would a tznai work when it comes to different forms of muktzah? We're going to have to spend a lot of time. Would a tznai work when it comes to cases of aner shekova, moser shemin shebener? So you know what Tosfos writes? Shabbos, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. No. According to Rabbi Shimon, Moser Shemin Shebener is Mutter. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moser Shemin Shebener is Aser, even if you are Masneh. Even if you lit this candle when Shabbos began. And I know it only has 4 hours worth of oil. And I know the wick doesn't go down all the way. So there's definitely going to be residual oil. Guess what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, off limits. Off limits. A tznai does not work. Tosfos is mefurish. A tznai does not work. It's not just a matter of you didn't have this in mind. Even if you would have this in mind. Lo mahane tznai. According to Rabbi Yehuda of Aner Shekova. Well, that's a chiddush that Tosfos writes. A tznai works when it comes to nice sukkah. Okay, I'm okay with it. But not when it comes to something that is objectively muktzah. That would not be the case whatsoever. And the Ran disagrees. The Ran disagrees b'shem Ramban. That Ran is found in Shabbos and Daf Aleph Med Aleph in Daf Yarif, where that's not true. And the Ran writes this even according to Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no allowance of Moser Shemin Shebener in a case of a Kos Karva Shashish, right? But if you're Masneh, well, of course, even if it's an Er Gadol. If you're Masneh, min hastam, we assume an Er Gadol is going to be born in the entire duration of Shabbos, so therefore this isn't going to happen. But for every reason a person indeed is Masneh, that's going to work. That's a fascinating machlokas in cases where we say that it is muktzah zman. Does the tznai work? Or Tosfos says no, the Ran writes that yes, the Ramban writes yes. That's a very heavy, heavy machlokas. That's machlokas even Tosfos and Ramban, whether a person can be Masneh an atzei sukkah. Tosfos assumes absolutely not. Tosfos sukkah davtes. And the Ramban disagrees and says that's not true. In principle, one could be masneh even on atzei sukkah, not just on sukkah decorations, even on sukkah. That's the machlokas, which the mechaber in the Rama, where the mechaber writes in Reish Ayin Tes Dalid Milcha Shabbos that a tznai would work in those cases of Moser Shemin Shebener. In the Rama writes the Chumra in the Shita Balei Tosfos, that it doesn't. So, all right, we're going to have to discuss more, no doubt. But I would tell you, the starting point is, again, that why is it that we assume that these items lack hakana? Is it because of an assumption that a person is only mechines achefetz achshav and not babach hazman, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Or do we assume that's not true? That a person is incapable of doing so. So this, again, this structure is going to fit for the new Marmakomosis. Here, there's another very fundamental machlokes between the Ran and the Ramban. Our Mishnah tells us this. We have a Beit Shemua. The Gemara asks the simple question, Mayaskina, what exactly is the case? Oh, so the Gemara says, look, if it's a Tarnagolus, which is a Meres L'Gadol Beitzim, so how in the world? Matamaya Devei Shammai. If it's a Meres L'Gadol Beitzim, why would anybody assume that the Beitzim can be consumed? Why is that so obvious? Why is that so obvious exactly? Well, because the Tarnagolus is a Meres L'Gadol Beitzim. And the Tarnagolus cannot be used. The Tarnagolus is not Menemuchan. The Tarnagolus itself is set apart. Even on Yom Tov, that in principle, Shchita Ochel Nefesh, no, but not if it's a Menes L'Gadol Beitzim. So good, good. So the Targumis cannot be used. But the Gemara assumes a chiddush. It's a no-brainer then that the Beitz is asur. The Beitz is asur. The Gemara says if it's a menace lagadol beitzim, ma tamayu de beishamay. Why in the world would beishamay say that that's okay? Isn't it obvious? It's true of the hen. It's true of the hen. Why is that so obvious? Why exactly is that so obvious? I guess the Gemara assumes it's the Rav Asher. No, that the beitza is nigreres achareya. What's true of the Targolis is true of Beitzasa. Okay, okay. So the Gemara, why? Okay, we're going to have to kind of work on that. Why exactly? But you know what? That's obvious. That's obvious. If you ask me, is it like a parallel? A parallel? Maybe even more than a parallel? You know what? Pasugin chulunav samach dalib. I want you to see. No? The Gemara tells us the following. Minayin lebeitzas tamei ashi asur. How do you know that a beitza of an oaf that is tamei is tamei? The Torah says you can't eat, right? The oaf. What about the beitza? How do you know that? Minayin lebeitzas tamei ashi asur min haTorah. You know what the Gemara quotes? Apostle Kinshmini, no? The Torah tells us, you know what? There's an iser of a bas ayana. A bas ayana. Right? The bas of an ostrich. No? An ostrich is an oftame. And the bas ayana is us. What does the bas ayana mean? Right? This is the bubby, and this is the mother, and this is the inical. What's a bas ayana mean? Not only can you not eat older ostriches, you can't eat a little ostrich. No. No. You know what bas means? It doesn't give birth naturally. It doesn't give birth as an egg. The bas yana means the beitz asiyana is asr. Wow. So you know what? That hayot semina asr asr. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Wow. You know what? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know what? An animal is meat. And the milk that's yotzim in a behema is milk, no? An egg is par. Like, we don't always assume all the characteristics, right, of the animal are carried over into the chalav of the beitza. Yeah, you're talking about whether it's tamei or tahar. That's the pasuk of basayana. Therefore, the Gemara says it's clearly that a beitza of a oaf, tamei, is asur minatora. That's something which is clear. You know what I'll tell you? Yeah, because hayotze min ha'asa is asa. Or a beitza is nigreres achareha. Oh, so the Gemara says the following. So if you have a tarnagolus, which is omedes lagado beitza, it's a no-brainer that the beitza is asa. So that's what the Gemara like screams now. Ma tamayu de beishamai. How in the world? How can you disagree with that? If it's a beitza which is omedes, Lagado beats. Wow. Okay. So the Ramban. Take a look at the Ran here, the Aleph and Daf Erif. How does that fit with the Gemara Daf Esmadi? How exactly does that work? What was Teres 2 of the Gemara? We discussed. No, Achana de Rabba. Achana de Rabba. We're talking about a Tarnagolus, which is Omer Slafi. Okay. It's the Tarnagolus. I'm asking, what's the problem? What's the problem? No. Yantif Achar HaShabbos. No? Yantif is on Sunday. What's the problem? Then lays the egg on Sunday, but me esmo gamrala. The fact that me esmo gamrala, such a kiddush, we'll have to see the Tosfos and the Beis and the Beis. That's a violation of Ein Shabbos Mechina Liyam. What? I wasn't sure. I didn't do anything. No. But the Hachana naturally occurred on Shabbos, and therefore, Ein Shabbos Mechina Liyam. So in a case of Yantif, it falls on Sunday, I understand that if the hen lays the egg on Sunday, you cannot use that. Din d'araisa of Hachana d'Rabba. Okay? So Abai raises the following question. If that's true, Shabbos ba'alma tishtari. Shabbos. So that shouldn't be true in a typical Shabbos. You're talking about what? An unusual case where, Yantif is Sunday, Shabbos Yantif are back to back. And Acharozan for Yantif. Our mission says a Beit Hashanot is Asura. A Beit Hashanot is Asura. If you're telling me it's only because of the combination of days. So, Shabbos Va'alma Tishtar. What is the Gemara answer? You're right. You're right. Wow. A Shabbos Va'alma is only a Gzeirid Rabbanon because of the case of Achana Derabba. Well, the real case of Achana Derabba is Shabbos Nyantif back to back. Shabbos Va'alma is just a Gzeirid Rabbanon. Atu. Gzeir Mishum Shabbos Achar Yantif. Whoa. You see the difficulty, no? Wait, we just came up with this yesod. No? Beitzasa kamosa. Beitzasa kamosa. Whatever is true of the hen is true of the egg. Whatever is true of the mother is true of the vlad. No? Basayana. And a Shabbos ba'am. Shabbos ba'am. What's the status of this bird? And a Shabbos ba'am. Oh, it's a menes lachila. It's a menes lachila. It's a menes lachila al yedei. Shchita, no? It's a medes lachila ayyede shchita. I understand that, no? So if it's a medes lachila ayyede shchita, I can talk about it on Yantif, but on Shabbos? Of course the hen is muktza. On Shabbos, it's muktza machmas iser. Muktza machmas iser shchita. So if the hen is muktza, and beitzasa kamosa, and that's what the Gemara began with, B'maya Skinan. So that's a kasha, Shabbama Tishtari. What do you mean Tishtari? Not Tishtari at all. It is Asr because the mother is Muktza. The mother Muktza Mach, my sister Shlita. And Hayotzi Min HaMuktza is Muktza. Just like Hayotzi Min HaAsr is Asr. And forget about any Gzeira. That's Asr Mikra Adin. No? So why does the Gemara say that the only problem here is a gzera, and if not that gzera will be okay? Shabbos Ma'al Tishtari. So the Rambam is right, the Ram, the Rambam, the Rashba, Astira Guli between Beis HaMalach and Beis HaMabeis. The Gemara says if it's off limits, that status affects the Beitza. And Beis HaMabeis, the Gemara says, the mother is off limits. Why in the world is the Beitza fitting? You're right, because gzera Devana because of the cases of Shabbos and the back to back. How do you resolve that? How do you resolve that? No? Let me ask you another question. This is, ooh, what the Ram quotes. I hope you saw this Gemara. No? Shabbos Kuf Men Dal Habez. Shabbos Kuf Men Dal Habez. Cholev. Milking a cow. You know what? That's a problem. It's milking a cow, oh, Shabbos Ein Gimel. You know. Then involves a malach. You know, the Gemara calls that mafarik. Tosus writes, oh, that's a tol dodash. You know, a person goes in and threshes. So when you thresh, you're separating, let's say in a typical case, right, of Sidur Debas. You're separating the kernel from the husk. So when you thresh, and you break the connection of the kernel, oh, that's Disha. That's Disha. The Mary describes, the Disha is the state prior to Borer. No? You'll go ahead and you will separate the kernel husk, meaning you'll crack it, you'll separate the natural connection, and the next step is now to pull out the Psellus. Pulling out the Psellus is Borer. The act of Disha is breaking down, extracting an ocha from a psoles, or extracting a liquid from a solid. That's dosh. Well, Tosus points out, Schita is forbidden, no? Schita is forbidden on Shabbos. Schita is not an av malacha, schita is a tolda. No? A tolda of what? A tosus based on malach, the maskul zimnin. You know what tosus writes? There are two options. Schita at times is a tolda of malabein, And at times, sleep is a told of Avdash. Well, and to also say there are huge differences. In order for Sita to be a Toga of Dash, you know what you need? Whoa. Tosus and Shabbos and Daf. I'm Gimel Beis. Sarech Lamashki. You take a grape and you squeeze it in order to use its juice. Extracting the juice of a grape, extracting the oil from an olive, that is a malacha of Sita, which is a malacha daraisa, toldodash. But that's not true if it's holy for evil. Let's say you go ahead and you squeeze it, and that which is extracted goes to waste. You know what? Not necessarily. Not ksuba stafav? No? That's already common in the yeshivas, no? Misukhrayad in azayasa? Okay. As you sow, the Tosa says, oh, you know what? You're washing something, and the cloth is saturated. And you squeeze it out. You can squeeze it out on Shabbos. You can squeeze out a cloth that's saturated with water. I'm going to tell you, yeah, because Tosa says, as long as it's holy chlibud, that's not dash. So as long as I'm not intending to use the dirty water, that's okay. Nosotosis writes, dead wrong, of course not okay. Because that type of schita is a told of malabin. If schita is a told of malabin, of laundering, you never use the dirty water. But a told of dash, dash means you need, davrani dash. Wow. So if you're doing malabin, there's no ptur of inotzarach lamashke. If we're dealing with dash, then there is a ptur. And what about the other direction? When do we say it's not malabing? Oh, malabing, Tosa says, has to be derech nikayon. It has to be like laundering. It's part of a cleansing process. If it's not part of a cleansing process, then it's not malabing. Oh, so ksuvas davav. Misochen yasa means, you know what? They would have these big kegs of wine, and they have like a cork, a bottle stopper. Sometimes the cork could become saturated. Let's assume you take the cork and you put it back in the barrel. Sometimes the pressure, no, is going to extract some of the wine. So Tosa says clearly that skeet is not malavim. There's no cleansing. That's dash. And what happens to that wine that is squeezed out? You know, if it's holy chlibud, oh, it also says, you know what, that's not malabing, and that's not dosh, because the davar niskat is holy chlibud. So it's important, schita can be a told of one of two malachas. Okay? So normal case of dosh means you're extracting an olcha from a pseles, the kernel from a husk, or extracting a liquid from a salad. So let's take the case of cholei. I'm milking a cow. So you know what? So a cow does not have the status of mashke, no? A cow will view as ochel. And if I milk the cow, I'm extracting mashke min ochel. Milking a cow is like squeezing a grape. Milking a cow is like squeezing an olive. And therefore, cholev is forbidden because of dosh. Well, that's a Tosa Shabbos and Gimel. That's a Tosa Shabbos Kuf Mem Dalav. I'll tell you such a kiddush. If you don't know these sugis, you won't believe it. You know? Various places in Shas, the Gemara says that chovel is us. You're not allowed to wound. You know that, no? You're not allowed to wound on Shabbos. Bris mila is a malacha, no? Mila bizman is doche Shabbos. Shabbos kuflamim. Mila shelo bezman is nisadaraisa. Because bris mila is a malacha. The sugim ksuvis, no, yeshivas, no, bir yishona, potentially is a malacha. Because of dam bezulin. What malacha is this? What malacha is this? What malacha is chovel, is chovel, is chovel? Which one of the lamites malachas? You ask somebody a simple question, you know, bris mila is aser. What's the malacha of bris mila? What's the malacha of bris mila? You know what? Not so clear, not so clear. We're so used to Tosus. Tosus says, you know what? Wounding is a told of killing. Netilas neshama is a malacha. Shochta, cessation of life. So wounding is a told of killing. Wow. That sounds like a great chiddush, no? Why would that be true? Oh, kedam hu nefesh. Kedam hu nefesh. You know what the Rambam Shita is? Unbelievable, no? You know what the Rambam Shita? Lucha Shabbos, no? Perches Lucha Zayin? You know what Malacha Chovel is? Dash. It sounds so Dash. Why is Bris Mila Asar on Shabbos? Dash. Why would Biri Shona potentially be a problem? Dash. It's extracting a liquid from a salad. That sounds surprising, no? Tulsa says, until I say Shabbos, says Dash. No, usually not. What's the Shiro of Dash? Grover's, no? That's not the Shiro Tehillas Hashama. It makes a huge difference, a huge difference. Oh, you know, the Gemara is in Ksuvis, you learn. The Gemara says, oh, Dam Besulim. Dam Mifkat Pakir, Dam Chubur Mechem, no? How do you normally do that, Gemara? When the Dam is released, are you wounding the woman? Are you not wounding the woman? If it's a wound, that's the Tehillas Hashama. If it's not a wound, it's not. You know, the Rambam. No, wounds. If the dam is just contained, then all you're doing is releasing it. That's not called dash. But if the dam is chibur mechever, and you are producing the dam, so to speak, the dam is integrated. It's not just simply being released. Rashi's language. It's not just karmus va'omei. That's a malach of dash. Wow, these are like chidushim, no? So there are a lot of forms of dash. Threshing is usher because of dash. Milking a cow is a prab of dash. The Rambam Shita Bris Mila is a prab of dash. Birishon is a prab of dash. Wow. Because dash is extracting a liquor from a salad or an ochel from a mash. So what do you do with this poor cow? No, this cow, right, is like bloated, no? It like has to be milked. It has to be milked, no? See, you tell the cow, be patient, it's a 3-day yontif, just be patient. No, like, has to be milked, no? So that's the Gemara, Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet. You know what? There's a way. Cholev Adam Eiz. There's a way you can do it. You ready with the Chiddush of the Gemara? Line foul. No. Letoch HaKedera Avlo Letoch HaKa'or. That's what the Gemara says. You know, you're concerned about what? That extracting a liquid from a salad is a problem of dash. I'll tell you a chiddush. Milk the cow into a bucket of oats. And if you milk the cow into a bucket of oats, the oats are going to absorb the milk. So it began as a solid, and it results in a solid. It is true that for, let's see, 3 seconds, it's a liquid. You know, 3 seconds, the glass, don't worry about that. No. It began as a solid, it ends up as a solid, you avoided the problem of dash. So that's mamish, right? The chiddush of the Gemara. Wow. Right? Rav Chista, basing on the chiddush of Shmuel. You have to milk the cow, very simply, the tocha kedera, but not the tocha kara. A kara is an empty bowl, and a kedera is a bucket of oats. So you know what? Do it with a pot that has food in it. Don't go ahead and do it into something which is empty. That's an important halacha. No? A person can take a lemon, for example. Don't do this until we go through the details. Now, you're going to squeeze the lemon juice. That's a problem with schita. Let's say you're going to squeeze the lemon juice out, and it's going to immediately absorb into the solid piece of fish. Ooh, that's Shabbos Kufam Dalet. No? That's ochel to ochel. Ochel tocho is not a problem of sita. Ochel tocho is not a problem of sita. Ochel namashka is a problem of sita. So the Gemara gives me a great, great etza. Oh, it made it so much easier for the kibbutzim. No, foolish in the Gemara. You want to milk the cows? You have all these cows. No problem. Tocha. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam made it very difficult. No, Rabbeinu Tam threw a whole wrench into this. Dash has two forms. Extracting a liquid from a salad. But that's classic dash. Dash means you take a grain and you thresh. There's liquid. There's no liquid. What's classic dash? Removing an ochel from solas. Removing an ochel from solas, no? That's classic dash. Removing an ochel from solas. And the expansion of dash is removing a liquid from a salad. There are two forms of disha. Disha is mashke min ha'ochel or ochel min ha'psoles. Ochel min ha'psoles. So you ready for this, Rabbi Yotam? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No? Milking a cow. I understand you can solve the problem of mashke min ha'ochel. Just do it into a bucket of oats. No? Ochel to ochel. But what's the status of this cow? What's the status of this cow? Anyantiv can use a cow. If you can use a cow for shchit anyantiv, guess what? A cow can be labeled as ochel. And the milk is labeled as ochel. So the only problem of disha is mashkem and ochel. That will solve the bucket of oats. But on Shabbos, when a cow is mokta machmas iser, shchita. Shchita is a malacha daraisa. And therefore, the cow, legabe Shabbos, is psoles. So extracting the milk from the cow should be ochel min psoles. And you don't solve the problem of ochel min psoles by doing it into a bucket of oats. If it's just a liquid solid problem, wow, that's such a chiddush of the Gemara. We're going to solve that problem. Bucket of oats. But if it's an ochel min psoles problem, you haven't solved the problem. No? You haven't solved the problem. The Gemara says you did solve the problem. No? Chole v'adam, chole v'adam. So you know, Rabbeinu Tam writes, maybe not so simple. Not like, chole v'adam. What is this talking about? Shabbos or Yom Tov? Shabbos or Yom Tov? You know what I would tell you? This is a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Kufnam Dalet. Sounds like it's talking about Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. That whole Gemara is only talking about Yom Tov. The Eitza of milking a cow into a bucket of oats only helps on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, if you don't have the Disha problem of Ochel and Psoles, you only have the problem of Ochel and Mashke, you can solve the Ochel and Mashke as Mashke b'tocha Ochel. But on Shabbos, whoa, Rabbeinu Tam, guess what? No heter, no heter. In that kibbutz, you can't milk the cow on Shabbos. And even if you go ahead and put it into a bucket of oats, guess what? You know what? A behemoth is psoles, and the chalav is not, and that's a problem of dash. And that's not going to be solved. Wow. So Rabbi Natan writes, realize that whole sugya Shabbos, kufma dalet, lagabe yantif, avol b'shabbos, lo chazil shita. And therefore, that's a real case of dash, because a behema he kapsoles, and therefore it is considered to be dash. No tol ochel min hapsoles. No tol min hapsoles. Well, no. Let's suffice it to say that Rabbi Natan is a very, very chiddush that the Gemara in Shabbos Kufmadal is only talking about yantiv, and in Shabbos it's asim. And let's assume like Rover showed me. We're going to argue that this Eitzah helps, even on Shabbos. How in the world does it help on Shabbos? That this isn't a Mashke Ochel problem. This is an Ochel Psoles problem. If it's an Ochel Psoles problem, how is it solved by Tocha Kedera, Tocha Kedera? You see the common link? You see the common link? What makes this animal called Psoles? Why do I say the animal is psoles? Why do I say the animal is psoles? Oh. Because there's an Isser Malacha of Shechita. Is that so obvious? That the Isser Malacha of Shechita will render the animal psoles. And that's the Chiddush of the Ran and our Sugya, where the Ran writes there's a fundamental difference. If something is absolutely designated for non-use, I'll call that non-offer. But if something is fit to use the expression of the Ran, but you know what? Aryehu diravia ilave. You know what? It's not that this is a solid wall and I can't walk through. There's a door. You know what the problem is? There's a lion standing there. No? So it's going to be challenging for me to get through the door, not because there's no aperture, there's no opening. It's because there's something blocking. There's something blocking. You know what? Ooh, that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes, that if there is an Isser of Kavod Shabbos, an Isser of Shechita, that prevents this from occurring, the Isser Gavra of Chilul Shabbos does not render the Chefetz's Psoles. Ooh, that's the Ran. That's the Ran. So even though I can't perform Shechita on an animal on Shabbos, but it's not true that I would call the animal Psoles. The animal is objectively Ochel, but yes, there's an Isser Gavra of Chilul Shabbos. An Isser Gavra cannot change the composition of the Chefetz. And therefore, the only disha problem, even on Shabbos, is chefza, mashke, ochel, but not ochel psoles. So the only problem I have to solve, even on Shabbos, is the mashke ochel problem, not the ochel psoles problem. There is no problem. And therefore, whoa. That eitza works even on Shabbos as well. That's pretty heavy. What in the world does this have to do with us, you know? See what the Ran writes? Everything. Everything. No? That's it. That's exactly it. If you have a Tarnagolus, which is Omedes Legadol Beitzin, Bechefze, that's Mokza. And then I'm going to say that Hayotzim and Amokza is Mokza. Wow. Maybe then I'll argue that's true. To an extent, we'll have to see. This will be our locus around the Ramban. But Bezim and Bez, we're talking about a Tarnagos, which is Omenes La'achila. But you know why Shabbos Balma Tishtari? Because the only thing that's preventing Achila on Shabbos is the Isser of Shechita Sa'ov. If that's really true, that's what Abaye says, Shabbos Balma Tishtari. You cannot equate a Beitza HaMeres LeGadol Beitzim, which is a designation in Chefza, to a Tarnagolus, which is HaMeres LeAchila, but there is some Monea, there's some Issa that doesn't allow Shechita to occur. Wow. That's a pretty heavy issue. Then I want you to take a look at the Ran and the Ramban. How exactly does that work? Is there really a halacha of a yotzim and a muktzim? Is muktzim? See, when our Gemara says the following, and when you have a beitz on Tarnagolus, which is a medes lagadol beitzim, and it lays an egg, it's obviously us. It's obviously us. Why is it obviously us? I'll tell you one possibility. You know what? Because the Tarnagolus is forbidden, and whatever is true of the Tarnagolus is true of the egg. Good? I'll tell you another possibility. You know what? The Tarnagolus is a medes lagadol beitzim. And if the Tarnagolus is a medes lagadol beitzim, and therefore out, no? Cannot be used. But that's not true of the beitza. The beitza is not a medes lagadol beitzim, and therefore it's fit. So you know what I'm going to, you ready for this? You know what I'm going to tell you? That's Nola Gamor. That's Nola Gamun. A hen, which is not Ochel, and a Beitza, which is Ochel, that's Mamash Nola. That's Mamash. Why does the Gemara assume that the Beitza Shonda is forbidden? Is it because the mother is Omeres Lagal Beitzim? And what's true of the mother is true of the egg? Or do I assume, no, that shift, that true the mother is Omeres Lagal Beitzim, but the Beitz is not Omeres Lagal Beitzim? And to say that the mother is Asura and the Beitz is Muteres, that's like a Nola Gamor. And therefore, the Beitz should be Asura because of Nola, not because it's Yotzim and Amukza, no? That's heavy. It's that detail you have to take a look at. That's the Ran, and that's the Ramban. Now take a look at the Ramakamos. The Ramban is in Melchamos and Daf Yud Aleph, but the Ran quotes it all, right? And the Ran here, the Ran in Shabbos, Daf Samach and Daf Erif, Samach and Aleph, Samach and Beis, the Rashba and Arsugya. How do you understand that simple reason, the Gemara Mayaskina, and what's the difference between this and Hachana Darabba? That's like a magnificent Ram. Hachana Darab is in the Sergavram. And a Beit HaMedes, like Adol Beit HaMedes, is a Halchan Chetza. And I'll say this will open up a little bit more. Is it so obvious that he's Surrey Torah or he's Surrey Gavram? Or maybe it depends. When I say the Torah says you cannot do this, does it really mean the Chetza? It is this, but I cannot do that? Or does it mean more than that? Maybe when it comes to certain areas, la halacha, that's not true. Property is of Yisurei Chetza. That's a pretty heavy issue. What would Yosef Engel, Esmen Daraisa, and Klal Yud? How do you view Yisurei Torah, Yisurei Gavra, Yisurei Chetza? Is this the composition, the character of the object? Or nothing changes in terms of the composition of the object, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol. But what does change is, like in Yisurei Gavra, so this will have to... speak about a grill. No, it's that tekel. It's the seeds. No, for my cloak is the Ram, the Ramban. I understand. Days. And the secret there are nice is that Sugya and Shabbos Kufman Dalit. Why is it that the problem of Chole to Shabbos is solved by seeing to it that the milk is a Kedera as opposed to a Kedera?